Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvel Movie Society! Matt Cook's face.
I still don't like it.
Welcome back to our fifth show of the year, 2015. How many is that in total?
18.
All right. Ooh. We're coming to you live from the Danger Room. We are the Marvel.
You can't even say it. You're the only one who likes it, and you can't
I'm
even say it.
I'm not the only one that likes it.
You're the only one who likes it.
We are the Marvel Movie News, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. What?
Why is Cook invalidating our fans?
I'm not invalidating our fans. There's other people that are like, no, Cook, represent us, and I'm doing that.
I can let you know if that's true or not.
Guys, is this a civil war brewing?
It is.
Yeah.
Please don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News or find us through the Popcorn Talk Network. You can also find us on YouTube by typing in Popcorn Talk Network or through their website, popcorntalknetwork.com. I'm Matt Key, at The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco, at M Placco.
I'm Matt Cook, at Matt Cook Tweeted.
We've got Jatarvis in the booth. Say hello, Jatarvis.
No, he has
I'm not quick on the trigger.
Nah, he's in a sleeping bag.
And today we've got Heroes of Cosplay star Victoria Ashley.
Yay.
Hello. What's your Twitter? Tell us your Twitter. Tell us about yourself.
At Scruffy Rebel.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. What do you got going on right now?
You know, Jenny and I are just trying to make his clothing company, Go Bubble Clothing, Go Bubble Clothing.
Beautiful
stuff. Successful. That's what we've been focusing on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Victoria. What was the website? Because Matt Key just talked over you.
It's true. He would be www.gobubbleclothing.com or at Go Bubble Clothing, or we are Go Bubble because we couldn't fit the whole thing on Twitter.
Speaking of your lovely man, Genio, he's in the studio today. He's coming to us from the Cosmic Couch. That's what we've decided to call it.
Oh, that's great.
Right? The Cosmic Couch? Yeah. Perfect.
You are a regular.
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard, sir.
I refuse to do it without you.
That's everyone. We're all here, and we're gonna start the day off with Netflix talk, which we've never done. I don't think we've ever started with Netflix news.
No.
But, oh my God, am I excited to start with Netflix news, because we've got the Daredevil trailer.
Ooh.
Oh my God, right? That looks so good.
Take it and run. Happy when that finally came out, because, you know, we've been kind of wondering for a while what Netflix is going to do with the Marvel properties. We know how the MCU works. We've, you know, seen that the TV, the ABC stuff's a little bit more lighthearted, open to a wider audience, but the Netflix stuff looks dark. It looks gritty. It looks like it's aimed at an older audience who really appreciates these characters, and also for people who have never heard of them, but they're going to find something that you're probably going to see more akin to like AMC and HBO than you would on mainstream networks.
Yeah.
And that's what got me super excited about that trailer, because everything we saw was Miller's Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, right down to the mask and everything else.
As someone who is like Marvel light, because I'm a DC person, but my Marvel knowledge is only the cartoons and movies, and through those I'm like a hardcore Marvel person, because I love how it's represented in the cartoons and movies. So I've only been exposed to Daredevil that way and through Batfleck.
Count? Do we say that counts anymore?
I think we have to, otherwise we'll never learn.
When that's my only exposure, like the second that Junio showed me the trailer, I was like, now that's like a Daredevil I'm interested in seeing. That I could tell, as being Marvel literate, I could tell looking at that, I'm like, this is probably what Daredevil fans want, and this is what's going to make them happy. And he was pointing out all the different like characters that were straight from the comics, like the name of the blind cool stick. Old dude.
Yeah. Stick.
There, that dude. Yeah, he's like, Stick was in there. I'm like, who's that? You know? And he's like, he's relevant.
And that's one of the reasons I really wanted you on the show is because you are the new Marvel fan. You're the cinematic universe fan that is getting into this whole history through the movies, and it's great to have that representation.
Yeah, I think that's most people.
Yeah.
And especially with, like, the age that we all are, like, mm-hmm. having those cartoons and stuff, and that the beginning of that turn in
the
in
90s,
media.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. like, and the introduction of it, now it's kind of really happening. I like the trailer a lot. The only thing that I was confused about...
Oh, yeah, I want to hear this.
...was what looked to be his radar sense mm-hmm. seemed to me more like cataract sense. Like, I didn't like that it was in color, because mm-hmm. he's blind, and it was just kind of fuzzy, and it seemed like it was kind of hyper-focused at certain points, and it just looked like sight, and I might be spoiled by the Wade run, because I think that radar sense looks amazing.
I don't think that they're showing us all their cards. Like, some of the stuff that I've read online from, like, Denight, never the showrunner and executive producer, has been like, there's a lot of other stuff, and even Charlie Cox has said, there's a lot of other stuff that they're doing.
For sure, but that's a weird... Then I don't know what that clip was, because it made it look like that was his sense, his hyper sense.
I don't think that they're going to put that in a trailer necessarily. I think they're going to tease
that. But what was that?
I think that was like an element of his senses. I think that was like he hears something and is like zooming in on that one thing that he hears.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know either. So I'm just like, but I don't know. And I am a huge fan of the Wade run in the comics.
Denight has gone on and said that he, like, they're starting Daredevil from the beginning. Like, he's been blind and he's developed this sense, but, like, we're catching up to him as he's learning how to all of it.
My only concern is the color.
So cool.
He's a blind man.
But that's the thing. Oh, go on.
My guess is that shot specifically is sort of transitioning you from the normal camera view
to let's
go inside his head, you know, and he's zooming in on the sound.
I hope. That's the way I feel it is, too. Like,
awesome.
I really, yeah.
That makes me really happy. Well, I couldn't figure that out.
Yeah, and also, I mean, he wasn't blind from birth.
No, he became blind when he was six, I think?
Yeah, he would at least understand color. He would understand the concept.
But you can't smell color. You know what I mean? But I like that idea. I like the idea of a transition.
That makes sense to me.
And I hope that's... But I don't know. I think if you guys haven't read the Mark Wade run mm-hmm. of Daredevil...
Oh, definitely do. Definitely
get it.
Yeah.
It's so good. And the radar sense is just... like black and pink rings.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
But one of the things that I really love that I found out, like, really got a hold of during the Bendis run was how it's 360. Like, we're so used to Vision being straight on in front of us. Like, he can see behind him because it's like...
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool. Like...
It's a really...
He's such a... Like, I... As much as I love Wade's run on it, Bendis was what... made me fall in love with it. Like, Frank Miller can get really dense, and, like, that's not to say, like, I don't appreciate what he did. It's beautiful what he did. But, like, the Bendis run was just so magnificent and, like, so grounded. And I don't know. I love the Bendis run. I highly recommend it. Scott Kalanick made me read it.
Yeah,
made me. Like, he put a gun in my head and told me to read it, and I did. So thank you, Scott, if you're listening to our show. But I definitely read either one of those.
I also want to say another thing I'm really stoked about with the trailer is just, God, that one scene where he's laying face down in the paper.
Oh, so good. It's so good.
Like, that's
he got beat.
He did. And he's going to get up and freaking go kick butt again, which is really the thing, the core about Daredevil that I love, is no matter how beat down he gets, he just keeps fighting.
So
there was, on the rooftop shot, if you look close, you can see like one red like lining going down his arm, which, because somebody's like, is his costume all black? And I looked at it again and I was like, oh my god, there's a little sliver of red in the black costume. Looks like it's like what's,
really,
yeah, which I thought was pretty cool. And then someone on our YouTube chat brought
just
up the
now.
Fact yeah well a little while ago actually before, right before the show started
yeah
they were talking about the fact that the mask has no eye holes and doesn't that tell everybody that he's blind? Like, I know he doesn't need it, but they were like, even the red one has eye holes to give the illusion that he, you know what I mean? Like, and I think,
well, but that came from Miller's run, right? The Man Without Fear, like how he had the bandana over his head, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're going for, right?
Which, sure, totally. But I'm just saying.
But realistically,
it's like, how can this dude see? You know what I mean? And it's going to be like, he's blind. You know,
he's
blind. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like when it has the eye holes and it gives the illusion that he can.
Well, especially if you just have those white milky. eye lenses, and it's so creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, going back on the costume, the showrunner did an interview with IGN. If you want to go read that, like, there's a lot of really good stuff in there. But he talked about the costume. Did you read the interview that he did?
I haven't.
He did. He talked about the costume because a lot of people have been like, "Hey, is he going to have the red costume?" And that's when he said, "We're starting at the very beginning with Matt Murdock becoming Daredevil, but we're also starting at the beginning with Kingpin becoming Kingpin. So it's really an origin story in tandem for both of them." And he said, "I can't." He said something to the effect of, "I can't tell you where we're going with the suit, but it's an evolution." So I think by the end of the series, we'll definitely have like the iconic red suit. And then he'll have that going into the Defenders, like when, like 2017 or whenever they do that. Mm-hmm. So, and that will be awesome.
But how does he know it's red?
Someone tells him.
Yeah.
That red and yellow thing.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, "Dude, no, those colors.
Dude, come on, man.
It's hard on the eyes." And he's like, "I know that.
I know. I planned it that way." Yes,
I'm totally not.
Also, Denight said, I like this description. You pointed this out earlier. Daredevil is like Batman without the money.
Yeah,
like, that's exactly what he is.
He's not the poor man's Batman, but he's just Batman without all the fancy gadgets.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But it's that great determination where you will have the crap beat out of you and then still get back up and keep going, even though you have no superpowers. And aside from the, obviously.
Yeah, but
aside from the super
without
senses.
Blind, but you know.
Yeah.
But everything else,
like,
super
strength or anything.
Yeah, it's just enhanced senses, really. So,
I mean, he can get shot just as easily as everyone else, you know? So. I don't know. I'm very excited, and the fact that they ended the whole trailer with that shot of him like pulling up off the ground with the blood dripping out, like, that says everything. That says everything about what this show is going to be to me.
It was great. I thought that was a really pretty shot, and the red blood. I don't know, like the red.
Well, like, it's so dark and it's so black.
We saw so little red, though. I mean, it's so iconically red with Daredevil. Like, and then it was the blood, and like, I just thought it was a really well done.
Oh, and I love that shot of him like walking down the hall, and he's all slow and everything, and then he gets to the door and he's like,
I like that he touches it.
And he
picks up more information by touching. Like, it's great.
It's so good. And then like just explodes.
Oh no.
Oh no. What is it, Jatarvis? What do we got?
First of all, I am excited for this show, but I'm curious, have you guys heard of any of the villains besides like Kingpin? Is there any news of Bullseye or anybody in this?
I read somewhere a couple months ago that a lot of people were begging for Bullseye, but they're not planning to put Bullseye in here. I know that Stephen DeKnight also wanted to include Stiltman at some point.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Amazing.
Am I going to assume he walks on stilts?
His entire power is that he has like telescopic stilts that like just that's his power.
He's my favorite now.
Like Dr. Octopus's tentacles, but thicker.
Yeah.
Coming off his legs.
Under his legs, just like, come get me now, Daredevil. By tackling your legs, like, you're the easiest villain ever to beat. But he was also one of the first Daredevil villains, wasn't he? Like, he was, like, early on in the Daredevil run, if I remember correctly.
They weren't reaching then, weren't they?
Yeah, I think his name is Wilbur. I can't remember.
Oh, dear.
It's probably Wilbur.
Yeah. I mean, Wilbur's
most men with stilts are named Wilbur.
That's the only other villain that I've heard of outside of Kingpin, but I think even that was a joke. I haven't heard of any other villains.
I haven't either, but I heard they can't get Colin Farrell away from the set. And he's just like, I'd like another shot at it, guys.
I was stuck with Ben Affleck in the first one. Yeah. You understand.
I actually don't... I don't want to get into all that.
No, what?
I don't think Ben Affleck was the problem.
No, yeah, I don't think it was. No. I don't think it was.
I never miss and all that stuff. And like flicking peanuts into old women's throats and killing them instantly.
God,
like,
that so
it was
much.
Such a mess.
Well, Colin Farrell wasn't bad.
He was nuts.
He's always nuts.
He was... No, I like him a lot as an actor. I think he's a great actor. But I just... That character was like...
It was a little overplayed.
I don't blame the actors these days. I blame the director. Because an actor makes a choice, but the director has a final say to be like, that.
Pull that back,
that
push that.
Terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
As an actor, I should not be trusted.
No.
Like, no actor should be trusted.
The director is the one to be like, how about not do that?
Yeah.
Who directed that movie? I can't remember who directed that.
Steven Johnson.
Yep, there it is. That's the problem.
He also did Ghost Rider.
Yep.
Oh, that explains everything.
That's explaining a whole lot.
There's a lot of talk of the owl right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I think there was rumor that the owl would appear as
Oh,
well.
He would be great. Yeah. No, he isn't it. He
yeah,
isn't. Like,
so.
It was
yeah,
cast.
Did.
Yeah,
we
he was cast.
It.
That's
it
right.
We talked about that. Guys, we've done the show
God,
for
we've
so
done,
long.
We've done it
forget.
So much. We're forgetting all of our news.
I know.
So Al, what's his first name? I know his last name is Owlsley.
It's Kingsley.
So we know we're gonna get the owl, and we know we're gonna get the kingpin, and I believe that the owl will serve like a really cool counterpoint of why you actually need the two polar opposites of kingpin and Daredevil, because Kingpin is like
Leland Owsley.
Owsley.
So Kingsley, I don't know.
Well, Leland kind of sounds like Kingsley, right? So you've got like Kingpin, who's like he's like order, but he's like negative order, right?
He's like
organized crime.
And then you've... Oh my gosh, I'm gonna look him up.
he's Wolverine as a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Like legit.
Yeah.
Oh my
God! Oh God!
But then you've got Daredevil as like this sort of like moral authority who like will beat you with a stick. So it's like
Logan.
You can't like, and the owl is like this chaotic, just negative. Like he's just like crazy. So like you need like, order on both sides.
I feel like he's never met an owl before.
I feel like those three characters though are kind of all you really need. Like we don't need to have a villain of a day sort of thing. Yeah. I really am enjoying this newer run of shows where they really build up with stories and dramas and characters, and it's not kind of like the monster of the day sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, maybe not putting a whole too many bad guys in there.
I mean, that's where I think these things really succeed is when they focus on character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's what a lot
of... The psychology of this.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of movies and shows have been learning early on is that, like, you gotta have it as strong. And even, I don't know if this is on our... I don't know if this is on our thing, but what's his name? Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
He was talking about, he's like, if I learned anything from Green Lantern, it's the importance of a script.
Yeah, because
nobody was allowed to read it
before they took that part. But he's like, oh my God, it's going to be huge. But he's like, with Deadpool, he's like, the script got leaked. People loved it even in that early stage.
Yeah.
He's like, I know that that's key to this.
Yeah.
That makes me happy because once I read that, I pulled back a lot of my anti-Reynolds rhetoric because I never knew
that you were anti-Reynolds.
Anti-Reynolds,
anti-Cumberbatch.
No, I am not a Cumberbatch.
You're aghast.
I'm over here. It's okay. But that's why I was like, wow. I'm like, I didn't actually know that about the actors and the Green Lantern movie because I was legitimately excited.
About the Green Lantern movie?
And then I was like, oh.
I put my excitement in the wrong place.
I was till the trailers and then.
Well, do we feel good about Daredevil?
Yeah, no, I feel great about Daredevil. You guys have any more thoughts on Daredevil?
And that's just a miniseries, right?
I think it's going to be 10 episodes, right?
Yeah,
10
episodes. I'm going to not.
So it's like Agent Carter where it's a miniseries?
But it's going to all air on Netflix. It'll all come out on the same day.
So it'll be like a 10-hour binge.
I'm going to just go.
Yeah, that'll be me. I'll just binge it for a day.
I will disappear. I will totally disappear.
I'm not going to be like one episode per week or something.
But you'll do like two a day?
Yeah, something like it. Maybe like the first three and then like wait a couple days and watch some more. Because, you know, that way you get to really absorb it and you get into it and get excited about it.
Not a binge watcher.
Yeah. No, we should actually do a Marvel Movie News binge watch live stream.
That'd be awesome. We totally should. Yeah. We totally should.
Because alcohol.
You just want to get drunk.
All right, popcorn.
We're going to drink all booze. What's that?
What's the release order of this whole Netflix Marvel stuff?
It's going to go Daredevil in April, then Jessica Jones, they're thinking November. That's kind of like the date that's been bandied about. And then next year would be Luke Cage and then Iron Fist and then Defenders probably in 2017.
So
everything's been, most of the major roles for Jessica Jones appear to have been cast. In fact, that's our next bit of news. That's our next bit of news. But then Iron Fist is like the next, because Mike Coulter is Luke Cage and you know, everything. So that's the, I can't wait for Iron Fist.
God,
who's
going to
be
good,
Iron? Of course it's going to be good.
I know. Not of course. I mean,
it's Marvel. Come on.
I know, but hey,
Marvel
I don't know. I hope it's good. I hope they're all good.
They're going
to
be great. So next bit of news, we've got Carrie Ann Moss cast in for Jessica Jones in the role of Harper.
Yeah, that's all this said. Yeah,
Harper.
That's the name being floated around. Now there's no.
I think that's a bit of a Blue Harvest.
Yeah,
myself.
Well, because there's actually no Harper that kind of connects to Jessica Jones. The only Harper in the in like 616 is a male character more related to the X-Force X-Men storylines. He was a journalist who the Shadow King took over and used him to infiltrate and try to cause
drama.
So
we're probably not going to see that one.
I don't think it's that. But I think they're, I mean, if nothing else, I mean, Marvel's done a really great job of creating new characters to mm-hmm. support some of their main
core. Yeah, I mean, just look at Agent Carter.
Well, and that's kind of what I feel like this Harper character is going to be, I forget Agent Carter's new friend, but she's the diner.
Oh, the girl in the diner.
I think it's going to be a similar character. Well,
Let me give you the description. Yeah, she is a no-nonsense woman who could prove a powerful ally to Jessica, if Jessica doesn't completely alienate her first.
What? Come on, Jess.
Don't do that. It's like you were terrorized by a man who's colored purple.
She-Hulk?
Oh, that could be interesting. I know a few people said that they thought Jessica Drew, who was in Alias, like that would be cool if Harper is indeed not a new character, which I think it probably is. But like, I think it would be awesome if we got like a new Spider-Woman or She-Hulk. If
that'd be crazy.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
But I think they are trying to, especially with the Netflix and the TV series. We're not going to see so many super-powered heroes because I know it's hard for them.
They're going like for more street level.
Yeah, so I think creating like and one of the other things I did see is that not only is she like a powerful ally, she's in a position of power.
Yeah,
indicating that she's like law enforcement. Or,
that's
or
not a bad idea. Yeah,
something in that.
But she is Carrie Ann Moss, which means that she's. I mean, she can kick ass. Like,
that's
she was in the Matrix trilogy. Like, they've got to take advantage of that, right? Like, she knows what she's doing in that way. So, I hope that we get to see her in action.
Technically, a lawyer would be a position of power. Just saying, a district attorney.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, it would be
that's
a shame
not
my water
cup. To. That's popcorn.
Don't drink popcorn. It would be a shame to have Carrie Ann Moss and not use her like physicality. That's all I'm saying. So, thank you, Jinyo. Thank you.
Yay.
That's that news.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I support it.
Moving over to Marvel. Not a lot of news, but we'll take a look at some stuff. We've got the Fathead decals. Fathead. They're so cool. Take this and run.
So I found on one of the news sites on Comic Book Resources, they released these promo images for these wall decals that you can get. And one of them is a really awesome poster. It's Hulk versus Hulkbuster, and it's kind of done in that like old-timey like Russian fighting poster stance. It's super rad. Hopefully Jatay can throw that up on the screen for you guys to see. And then they also had some really great full body looks of some of the characters. So we finally get a really clear shot of Hulkbuster armor itself, the Vision and Ultron.
I love the shot of Vision. Like the cape like just flowing behind him. It's
just, like,
so cool. Oh my god.
Cape.
I love it.
Yeah.
So much.
And look at
so
the,
much
look
cape.
At the red streaks in that. Oh god, Marvel, you make capes look so good.
You say that as if DC fails at making capes look good.
I'm just saying.
Maybe they do.
One of the things I noticed when I was watching Thor was I loved the folds. Get that
thing out of there.
Of the cape.
Jatarvis.
Oh, you don't like Ultron?
No, everybody just...
Oh, the Red Skull? Did you see the
Red Skull,
Red Skull thing. Yeah, that's our next story.
I know.
You guys should go check these out on Comic Book Resources have them, or you just look up Fathead, and they've got some other great shots, and you can put these on the wall. I know.
Yeah.
I want that poster
so bad.
That's
so cool. It's so cool. Yeah, that Vision one is just like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's randomly news I already knew because only this morning because Andrew over at Nerdstrong, where I obviously do my nerd fitness, he was just mentioning them this morning how he wants to put all those up, like the Hulkbuster and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
I was like, that would be amazing.
Yeah, actually, real quick, tell us about Nerdstrong, formerly NerdFit.
Yes, Nerdstrong Gym is a amazing gym located in North Hollywood, just off the 170. Is that right, babe? Yeah. Off Sherman Way. It is run by Andrew Deutsch and his wife Marla. And what makes it different from like any other gym you might go to, whether small or big, like, you know, 24-hour LA Fitness, is the fact that it's, you know, all like-minded people. Those like-minded people being huge fucking nerds. And that's what I love. I love that I can go and work out and, you know, 90% of people are going to be in some type of geeky shirt.
Yeah.
And you can mention something comic or movie related, sci-fi, whatever, and then everyone else is going to start talking about it because everyone knows what you're talking about and they don't like look at you funny or anything. And it's just like super inviting and fun.
And aren't the workouts like nerdy themed too?
On Sunday, yeah. His Sunday workouts are always nerdy themed. So we've done like Total Recall, Indiana Jones, and Jurassic Park, and Harry Potter. And it's just always... always something different, always something fun. You know, he'll have maybe some more generic themed ones, like a Viking workout is what we did a couple days ago.
That's awesome. Great.
And
that's
awesome. All the medicine balls are D20s, right?
They will be. We do have some D20 lights in there.
Nice.
This is really cool.
I will say, I got to go check out Nerd Strong, and if not for the fact that I moved downtown, and now it's like an hour plus drive for me, I know I would be going there. But it's amazing, and it's amazing to watch your progress. Like, I've known you for about a year now, and just how awesome and involved you've gotten. And I know for me, I'm lazy. I hate working out, but I want to be part of this cool collective because it really does promote a really great environment.
It seems really cool.
Yeah. So I'm all about people starting up.
Mr. Architecture One asks, where can we get the Hulk versus Hulk Buster poster? Wherever Fathead decals are sold. Walmart or Target or anything?
I think the internet.
Or just online. Yeah.
Yeah. So, isn't it sexy, guys?
It's
anyway,
really
sorry
cool.
to mean to deviate. I just thought, like, what Victoria's done with the workout stuff.
It's awesome.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great.
Get healthy.
Get healthy.
Woo.
Now we're going on to Cook's favorite.
No, not so healthy things.
Yeah.
No.
A man altered his face to look like the Red Skull.
What a terrible decision for infinite reasons.
Yeah.
What a stupid... Who gives a crap about Red Skull?
He's not even Red Skull.
That on the screen?
Yeah,
okay,
it is.
I'm not looking at it. What country was this in? Was this?
I don't care. I just
like that a man was like, you know what I want to look like? A monster.
No,
I want to look like a monster.
How is... Because I want to know the country, because how legally could a professional do this to someone and not be like, you need psychological help?
Because you can get, like, face implants now. People have been doing this for
implants, sure and stuff. Like, didn't the guy, like, half off part of his nose?
But it's so weird. He's like Red Skull from here and Klingon from the head, forehead.
He's got a beard.
No, he's got a beard and, like...
I hate that,
he's blue. He's blue. Like, I don't know if that's, like, bruising or...
That's some...
That is.
Oh, is that shadowing?
Yeah. He's had his face tattooed red.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to make it look like...
It's really terrible when I would look at comments when people would share it, and, like, everyone's response was, he doesn't look like Red Skull at all.
He doesn't look like Red Skull at all.
So if you're going to do something so horrific and fucked up, I'm swearing a lot.
Yeah.
At least do it right.
I would rather him try to look like Thanos.
Yeah.
Give himself like a bulldog underbite and like a scroll chin.
Be the ugliest Nazi ever. Was this man's plan?
Yeah. That's my problem with
this. And I'm just going to be a Nazi.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a Nazi.
It's not just that he wants to look like Red Skull. He idolizes Red Skull. He wants people to call him Red Skull. So I'm like, dude,
and he has kids.
Yeah. And he's like, and
he's married.
Wife, yeah,
he's married with kids.
The wife is like, oh no, he's just
kids.
A normal, everyday neo-Nazi. I mean, come on. I'm sorry. I'm all about body modification. Mm-hmm. I'm all about tattoos.
But not
you're
that.
Talking
but
about it constantly. You really are all about it.
I am. For someone who has, like, literally nothing.
But not Heil Hitler.
Tattoo. Yeah, no. It's no.
It's just a bad plan.
He cut his nose off.
He willingly cut his nose off.
Like, to spite his face. Like, he really did.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. If it were up to, if I could, I would probably get elf tip ears. Not gonna lie. Yeah. I would do that.
Boba Fett on YouTube said, just get a mask and staple it on.
It'd be better.
Why, like, cut your nose off?
It doesn't make any sense.
But I want to know, if you guys were to do any body modifications to look like a super, or villain, what would you do?
If I was forced to get a tattoo.
Okay.
This is something I've already thought about. I would get the old school web shooters.
Ooh.
Like,
oh,
band,
that's
and
cool.
then down here with the depression plate. Like, that would be my,
really,
like,
rad.
And then it would look like I just had, like, tattoo.
You thought this out.
Yeah. If somebody asked me, like, you have to get a tattoo, what would it be? I'm like, I think that would be it.
I would get Eye of Agamotto right here.
Yeah.
I've actually thought about it. Like,
well, you've drawn it on yourself a lot.
I drew it on myself last night.
This man goes through so many Bic pens, just being like...
No, I've learned Sharpies are better. Like, I trace it with pencil first, so in case I make a mistake.
Pencil.
Yeah,
on
it bleeds a lot, yeah, but it's well worth
it.
And then I hang out
with this guy.
Oh,
the Red Skull.
Yeah, Victoria, would you do any?
What would you do?
Yeah, would you want to become...
Or a Jinyo?
Yeah.
Well, if I were forced to get a tattoo... And I'm not, fortunately. I would get the dragon and the tiger on the forearms, just like the Shaolin monks.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. That would be cool.
Except I'm not a Shaolin monk, and
it would still be cool.
You'd meet one eventually,
I'd be the
and they'd be like, "What up,
bitch, Shaolin monk?" ever. So that's the reason I haven't actually gotten that, because I'd be misrepresenting.
I think it'd be cool if it was like something super out there in hardcore is to like get a tattoo so it looks like you're transforming into normal Mystique.
Ooh.
So it's like that
That's cool.
Blue.
That's really cool.
Halfway up your arms or legs, or
yeah, I like that. I want off tip there. Sorry, guys.
Let's
move on. Move on. Move on. Move on. All right. Move on. Get it off. Get it off. Get it off. Moira McTaggart.
He's going to haunt us.
I know.
We have to be so nice to Jatarvis forever now. Otherwise, he'll be like, meh.
Jatarvis, can you please put up a picture of Moira McTaggart? Rose Byrne.
Agent Carter.
Talking Agent Carter. That's right. Yeah.
Sorry.
I screwed that up.
Yeah, you did.
So we're going to do an Agent Carter recap real fast. No. Yes, it is.
See,
it
I
is.
Could tell. It's coming to my eye. That was
do an Agent Carter. Move on. Thank you, Jatarvis.
The other
Iron
next
Ceiling.
Episode, super rad. We saw the return of the Howling Commandos.
Love the Howling Commandos. Like, they're so cool.
I want them to have their own
show. Oh, they would.
Wouldn't that
they
be
should.
Rad?
Maybe they'll have. Maybe that's what they'll do next season.
Yeah,
for the mid-season gap.
I could be cool with that. But also,
you could be.
The biggest reveal was the start of the Black Widow program.
Oh my god, that was so cool.
Yeah, have you been watching Agent Carter at all?
Yeah, we're behind on that one episode.
Okay.
But I'm super excited to hear that the Howling Commandos are back. Because I remember as we were watching, I was like, wait a minute, I thought the Howling Commandos were supposed to be like all up in this.
Yeah.
Based on how they, the way they teased it and everything.
The Howling Commandos during Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
You know, they would lay groundwork for Agent Carter and Howling Commandos. So when Agent Carter came on, but there were no Commandos,
yeah.
I
thought they were going to work like together the whole way through. So I'm excited that they're here now.
It's a fun episode. And to really see how Marvel is positioning the start of the Black Widow program is messed up. First off, what we see with Dottie and her backstory and just the general backstory.
Oh, and that last shot of her,
with
the handcuff and everything.
Yeah,
oh my god. I was like, oh, that's so sad. Yeah. Oh.
And then also, so one of the other things.
But maybe she gets night terrors. That was my thought.
Maybe she gets Black Widow night terrors. Maybe she has sleepwalking issues. Yeah. She's going to murder people in her sleep.
Sure.
One of the other things that I've been kind of curious about is, so obviously we know one of the guys that we see is going to be eventually who Peggy Carter marries and you know, because we know she marries someone who's not Steve and he ends up dying. I initially thought it was going to be, is it Shannon?
The adorable crutch guy.
Yeah, the adorable crutch guy. But now I'm starting to wonder if it might not be
the Navy Cross winner.
Because
I can't remember his name.
They did such a great job. Well, one, there was a great job where he's telling some really essential character backstory to him, and as his last shot on the plane, he goes into complete darkness. And we kind of know. Mm-hmm. We kind of know that's movie foreshadowing of a bad person. But then just the strange obsession level we're seeing Shannon go through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. It's some girl name they always call him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, man, who is it going to be? And I don't know. I'm really curious about this because I love love triangle things. And I'm just so excited about the characterization. And at the end, when the guys invited Peggy out for a drink, I was like, finally. Finally, she's breaking that glass ceiling.
And the smile that she had. She's like, oh, you guys invited me. I kind of want to do it.
Exactly. But then the one guy's like,
no, I can't.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh. And so I don't know. I think it's going to be a really interesting dynamic.
You know what else I liked? I loved it and liked it at the same time. I loved it. I loved the SSR commander. I can't remember his name, but I love that he went to Jarvis.
Yeah, he did.
And was like, hey, I just want the truth. Like, I'm not saying that Stark is a bad guy.
Howard Stark
is a bad guy. He's got his side of the story. I want the truth. Like, I love that he finally had that sort of break.
Yeah.
Because he's been so, like, Howard Stark the whole time.
Yeah, they've made him very one-dimensional characters.
Yeah.
And now they're opening them up and completely making us as viewers like, oh, okay,
oh,
no
those are
awesome.
Actual real people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it when they do that because it's so easy to fall into that kind of writer's trap where the secondary characters become just plot devices.
Yeah.
And so when they suddenly wake you up as an audience member, you're so used to accepting them as being one-note characters that it's almost a shock to realize, oh, wait, this guy's got a whole interior life going on.
Yeah, like when they did the whole thing with the Navy Cross, I was like, whoa, I did not see that coming.
And then the double level of that. I don't want to say anything.
Yeah, we won't say anything, but like, oh, that was great. And just all the action. Like, there was so much action in this episode.
That actress is amazing.
Hayley Atwell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She...
She's
oh,
good.
Sorry, we're getting really
okay. close.
All right, we're getting close. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Over to Fox, Rose Byrne will be reprising her role as Moira MacTaggert in X-Men Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's all we really need to say on that.
Yeah. Now we will be moving over to the Wizard World question of the week. This one is going to be for a prize. We're going to give you 2 weeks to come up with the best answer for it. And the prize will be 2 free tickets to the Wizard World show of your choice. We will give you the way in the door. You just have to get there and like provide the room and board for yourself. So, the question of the week is, in honor of Daredevil trailer coming out, if Matt Murdock was not an attorney, what new business would he start and what would he call it? So let's say he wants to open a bar. What would he call a bar? What if he opened a bakery? What? Would he open a bakery and what would he call it? Like, that's what we want. We'll be posting that on our Facebook.
A tagline, like what his, like, promo.
Oh, like a promo,
you know, like Gold Bubbles.
Yeah. Sight unseen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just took it from everybody right there.
Yes.
Everybody.
You can't use that one. Victoria used it first.
Sorry, I just took the best one.
So that is our Wizard World question of the week. Wizard World is where pop culture comes to life. They have a lot of fantastic shows coming up. They're in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend.
Oh, stay warm.
Yeah, right. And then they're in Indianapolis next week, and then Cleveland February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. But go to their website, find out what show you want to go to, and enter the contest. Let's see if we can get you out there.
Yeah.
So we also have we should be wrapping this up, but we've got the Defenders question that we still need to answer.
Well,
so
I don't.
Do we have time?
We don't have time.
We don't have time
For that, unfortunately. But why don't? Five, 5 minutes? Five. Oh, then let's.
It's a long 5 minutes.
Okay, let's.
That's so long.
Let's not vote on it today, but let's give the answers out.
Okay, so we are choosing Drew Walker, who said Daredevil, Hawkeye, Magic, and X-23. And he listed all these reasons, but we don't have time to go into all the reasons.
Yeah.
A user by the name of I Am Your Target Demographic said Colossus, Black Panther, Nico Minoru of the Runaways, one of my favorites, and Iceman. Garrett Briones said the Daring Defenders, U.S. Agent, by the way, U.S. Agent,
kudos,
that's awesome.
Kudos.
U.S. Agent, War Machine, Beta Ray Bill, and Red Hulk. Griffin Edwards said Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Nick Fury, and Captain America, all because they're complete stereotypes, which I think is really funny. And then Deadpool would come in to make fun of them.
That's 5, disqualified.
Could Deadpool be a
hey,
villain?
Hey, man, what did that person write? They put a 5-man team on there, right?
It appeared
out.
Fine.
It's 2015. I'm not messing around, man.
We're so cold.
We've got Ike Monty saying Phoenix, Doctor Strange, Hulk, and Deadpool.
That's so OP.
That's so OP. And then we've got Parson Petchor saying Silver Sable, Pete Wisdom, Mockingbird, and Falcon because they're perfect for an espionage reboot of
the
Defenders.
That is smart, Parson.
That's a cool team.
That's kind of a cool team.
I mean,
right?
They're all cool teams. That's exciting.
They're all really fun teams. But we'll vote next week. We'll vote next week.
And what we're going to do?
Fans lead our charge for us.
Yeah. And what we'll do is we'll put these up on the Facebook page, and we're going to start a poll system so everyone can kind of go in and vote. So we
we're trying some stuff out.
Yeah, we really want to include.
It's going
to
be fun. We're going to make that fun.
Yeah. And Jatarvis, do we have like 2 minutes to say our top 5? Because we got asked that a lot.
We got 2. Let's go then.
All right. Go.
Oh, top I don't 5. Want to go first. You go first.
Okay. My top 5 for all of you.
Marvel
For the triple MS is Doctor Strange, Nightcrawler, the Multiple Man, Jamie Madrox, Black Bolt, and MODOK. Those are my top 5 characters.
Wow.
In Marvel.
Wow. Okay.
Not a team, just favorite characters.
All right. My favorite characters, in no order, are Nightcrawler, Emma Frost, Dark Phoenix, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, and Winter Soldier.
Oh, I do love the Winter Soldier,
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you have 5?
Do you have 5?
Or do you just want to hang out?
I guess it would be Jean Grey, Nightcrawler, Captain America, Jarvis, because I like him.
Oh, Jarvis is great.
And actually Agent Carter right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Please do an Agent Carter cosplay.
It'd be fun.
Spider-Man. Okay. Colossus.
Oh, you love Colossus.
Love Colossus. Nightcrawler, who made every team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or list. Silver Surfer.
Oh, I almost put him on mine.
Captain America.
Almost.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
Junior,
my five.
Junior, do you have your 5 favorite?
Do you have
Marvels?
A top 5?
I would say Spider-Man, because you can't beat the classics.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Fantastic.
Oh.
He's so freaking smart.
He's a fun character that way.
Yeah, exactly. And he's been played so many ways throughout the history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Professor X. Oh. And MODOK.
Ah, yeah.
Come on. MODOK, right?
He's ridiculous.
Yes, exactly. And Submariner, Namor.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Very That's a very cerebral team.
Amanda will love
that's,
you for that one.
Yeah, that's a fantastic
our,
list.
Our teams can, our, your Submariner, my Emma Frost can go hang out.
Well, thank you for joining us today. That is our show. I hope you had fun because we had a lot of fun. Special thanks to our prize sponsor, Wizard World Conventions. They're in Madison, as I said earlier, they're in Madison this weekend, Indianapolis next, and then Cleveland on the 20th through the 22nd. Please, 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 please don't forget to subscribe to our show through Marvel Movie News on iTunes or on YouTube or through the Popcorn Talk Network. You can find us on their website, popcorntalknetwork.com. And that's our show. Thanks for joining us. I'm Matt Key at The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco at M Placco, but you can also see me next week. I won't be on the show. You can come visit me at Amazing Arizona Con.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Wow. Go ahead.
And I'm Victoria at Scruffy Rebel.
Yeah.
Matt Cook at Matt Cook Tweeted.
And Jinyo, you want to give us your tweeter?
Jinyo at Jinyo Face.
Nice.
And don't forget to go check out Gold Bubble Clothing.
Yay.
Yeah, please go do that. They've got some fantastic clothing over there. So thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Woo!
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.